This is a good example of the kind we like to invest in because it makes such a difference for so many people. We have, for the last 8 years, lived most of the time in Highlands Ranch in Colorado, Denver, and have been very active in the St. Andrew Methodist Church there. And so got to know the church very well and the bishop and the district superintendent. And then in Iowa, of course, we grew up there, Mary Joy and I did, and graduated together from the University of Iowa. But so we've always had a very close relationship to church in Iowa. However, in this case, it was even more specific because I've been chairman of the Garrett Evangelical Seminary Board for the last 8 years, and one of my board members is the bishop from Iowa, so that made it. So I know both bishops quite well, and so that's why we made the decision to invest in these two particular conferences. I've led seven large public companies as CEO over the years, and they've all been quite large in Africa. And I actually started getting very interested in finding the right place, Mary Jo and I did, to invest in helping make a big difference with malaria because of I'm quite good friends with Bill Gates and have been for many years. And I guess it was 5-6 years ago he and I were talking about part of the many projects that the Gates Foundation invest in. So that was the one that got my first interest. We've had friends in Africa, India, other places that have suffered from malaria and still are. So it's been something high on our list for a long time, and particularly one that is with the right investment, so to speak, you can minimize the issue compared to many others. Our STED Foundation invests in usually four different kinds of funding, all for creating leadership, leadership in the church, leadership in business, leadership in education, and leadership in research. And so this one fit very well. There's two very big opportunities that we're deeply involved with. This is one, no malaria. The other one is I'm chairman of the Alzheimer's Research Institute, whose goal is to get preventive vaccine to get rid of, in the future, at least in the next decade, Alzheimer's too. So these two fit very well together. And we take our grandchildren when they turn 16 any place they want to go in the world. So our number two granddaughter wanted to go to Africa. We took her there 4 years ago, spent a lot of time in seven different countries, and saw and especially some of the kids that Maddie, our granddaughter, she's now a junior at the University of Iowa, pre-dental, saw that she and Mary Jo and I talked a lot about that, and it seemed like such an important place to give. Now, it was interesting, at the time we were there and paying a lot of attention to the opportunity to help on malaria, I was not aware of the great effort the Methodist Church has on that. So when the two bishops visited my office at IHS almost 2 years ago, it felt like almost a perfect fit. They came together, and we had a wonderful session, and approached me at the same time. And then the way we operate, our foundation is set up so that Mary Jo and I and our two sons are the voting members, and then when our grandkids turn 21, they become voting members. So we now have one granddaughter who's a voting member and soon to be a second one. And so when we explained what the potential opportunity. We meet twice a year, and what the potential opportunity on this one was, it fit all of our criteria, including we're always looking, and this is what's so good about this particular effort, one where the maximum amount of dollars gets to the maximum amount of people. As you know, that's not necessarily true with a lot of programs like this, and this is just a great one. Mary Jo and I started dating when we were in high school, when we were 14. I was a Methodist in this town in eastern Iowa in the Mississippi, and she was a United Church of Christ. Her great-grandfather and grandfather were missionaries in India for over 40 years, and from actually Presbyterian background. So then when we got married, we were, during our 50-plus years of marriage, we've been Methodist about 80% of the time. That's probably wrong, 85% of the time. The rest of the time, when we didn't find a church that quite fit us, because we moved 23 times over our career, we've been in Presbyterian. Presbyterian, but basically United Methodists together, yes. That's actually in our mutual uncle.
Okay.
Who married us, Uncle Don.
Ah, okay.
Who was, just turned 90. He's a Garrett graduate.
Uh-huh.
Just a wonderful role model, and we wanted to, it was another good way to recognize a very, very special guy. We always think about it from two standpoints. One, actually three. One, as I said already, how do we get the maximum amount of change by investing in an effort like this one to the maximum amount of people? So that one clearly is one that we know and hope we'll get. Two, I'm hopeful that our gifting and investment will make a difference for other people to also participate in. That doesn't really matter whether it's a dollar or $1,000 or $100,000. It's just a great effort that needs to happen. And then three, I think it's a very good example of what I like to see, and Mary Joy does too a lot from our Methodist Church, which is helping great causes around the world and not being internally focused, but externally focused to make a difference. We grew up in very, very active church families, and both of my grandmothers were very, very active Methodists, even to the point where my mom wasn't allowed to dance until I think she was 18. So we grew up with a wonderful background. But what was so important, I mean, from the time I was a little boy, 9 years old, with my own paper out, a third at that time of my, quote, income after I paid for the papers went to the church. And that was, as you can imagine, back then very little. But both my Grandma Stead and my Nana Grinrod always gave, always tithed, and it was a small number, but a very important one. And to me, that's something that we've always always been inspired by. We, you know, when we got married, we were living in a 40-by-10 trailer and forestry trailer court at the University of Iowa. And we tithed because we grew up that way, and so we always had a goal that if we were ever blessed with enough to give much more than that, we would do it because of seeing what wonderful people, at in your words, a good one, grassroots level can do and what an incredible difference it makes. I think two things, again, a very good question. One is, and we try to stay very consistent with this, where better can you make a bigger difference by channeling gifting through, in this case, the United Methodist Church to attack a global issue? And that's, there's not a lot of places that really it allows investments like these and leadership gifts to maximize the return. And this is clearly one. It's an excellent one. And then secondly, I think everybody has to make their own decisions on what is most important. We try to make all of our decisions based on how can we help the most number of people. I get up every day thinking about how can I help great people do great things, and this is a good example of that because the funding will, I believe, make a huge difference down the road. And as you mentioned earlier, the $50, $60 million raised to date is a significant number attacking a global issue that we can put behind us.